Welcome to Blended, a podcast by me, Living Whole with Sarah Davis, your board-certified holistic health practitioner and creator. This is where I combine my ideas of essentialism, health and wellness, and creatives into an integrative, insightful whole. My whole life is your whole guide to health. All right, my Living Whole friends, we are back for another Blended podcast. And I actually recorded this podcast kind of detailing my time on the West Coast and why I was out there for 8 weeks and the projects I was working on and everything. And I just didn't really care for the quality of it. And I feel like you guys deserve a little bit better. So we are back and re-recording that. I've gotten 2 YouTube videos up and uploaded. I feel refreshed and kind of re-energized to deliver quality content. Again, my YouTube editing is going to get better as we go along, but excuse me, I have one more I'm going to upload today, and it is Instagram-worthy smoothie bowls. What I learned in order to get the best aesthetic and how to top, and just like my tried and true tips that really I learned by trial and error, and that was just a part of the process. So I hope to save you guys a little bit of struggle by giving you my top tips. Back to our intent for the day, which is why was I on the West Coast for 8 weeks? And it was kind of a whirlwind trip. I went out there to help facilitate a crisis contract and work with a hospital that I had worked with before and was amongst friends and professional colleagues. And it really refilled my tank. But I also had an ulterior motive to doing that, and that was to facilitate more conversations regarding Living Whole and cardiac programs and just really, really awesome stuff. There's also a kind of a third facet to this, and that's the Living Whole Collective will be doing its first event September 8th at Company Club here in Bentonville, Arkansas. And I also, because I have traveled the United States for the past 5 years, I've been at many different locations. I have experienced many different climates and events and have friends scattered all across the United States, which I am incredibly grateful for. The second Living Whole Collective will probably be Santa Barbara, and then the third will be Silicon Valley in San Francisco. So big things are going to be coming out of Living Whole in the next year. The trip was as much for work as it was for fun and to spend time amongst friends. And I'm so incredibly grateful for everybody. In leaving the West Coast, as Living Whole has grown, you know, my background and my specialty is in cardiac cath and electrophysiology. And there was an opportunity presented as well for me to start a TAVR and structural heart program for the hospital. And so now there's more decisions to be made, and they're all wonderful, excellent things. So if you caught one of my last podcasts, it was, should I keep my office? Should I not? And so I'm still kind of grappling with that decision. And I will likely, my lease is up August 31st, but I will likely continue it until the first of the year and then decide past that. So there's a lot of things that I have to get in order and decisions to be made, but collectively what I am doing is Living Whole and teaching at the university as well as the occasional travel and just living this life that I've created and I love and I'm so incredibly grateful for, which you guys kind of have a big part in that. The absolute wonderful thing with the last 8 weeks has been truly I've put my head down and I've worked more than I ever thought I could and gotten more done, even in the way of not necessarily just work itself, but reading and facilitating the growth that I need to kind of facilitate in order to be more successful with Living Whole. And so one of the things that I accomplished during those 8 weeks, I read 4 books, started a 5th. It's just like how much that sparked creativity. I highly recommend you spending 15 minutes a day just reading something, whether it's a classic, whether it's self-help. You need something to kind of probe the ideas and thoughts and evoke your own creativity and development, just personal development in the way of you need cognitive stimulation past scrolling. what prompted, again, we've talked about where blended came from in this, my pursuit of essentialism. And it was sparked by Matt Diavello's content and the author Greg McKeown. When talking about essentialism, he came out with a book called Essentialism, and it's the disciplined pursuit of less. And so in looking at how I'm going to create a more impactful and grounding experience with Living Whole in my processes, I am forcing myself to apply a more selective criteria to what is essential. So this disciplined pursuit of less is empowering me to reclaim control of my choices, where I spend my precious time, where I devote my energy, and I am taking away other people's permission to choose for me. And so you take, if you are an entrepreneur and you're looking to guide your business, guide your professional career, whether you're working for yourself or somebody else, I highly recommend that you read Essentialism by Greg McKeown. And then the next book that I finished that I think had the greatest impact on the direction of Living Whole and moving forward is The Company of One by Paul Jarvis. And this really is why staying small can and is the next step for some businesses, big thing in the way of what is the right thing. So Company of One is a refreshingly new approach to success centered on staying small and questioning the growth of any size of business. I think for me, in remaining small, being an entrepreneur and starting Living Whole, that I want to be deliberately committed to better instead of bigger. And so you pair that with essentialism, which is really more about getting more done in less time and getting the right things done. And then you actually make those things better instead of bigger. You can scale down the things that you need to do and develop your intent and purpose for your business plan. And so those two, I'm going to say theories, these two concepts, these ideas of essentialism and being a company of one has, I wish I would have had these books 3 years ago when I started Living Whole, because I think having that resource and having that mindset, it enlightened me to the things that are going to allow me to be successful. So the other two books that I successfully finished were The Plant-Based Solution by Dr. Joel Kahn, which was amazing. The research in these books by physicians, these are studies like the NERSA study, the Adventist study, that have a very long lifetime and a long body of work per se, that really was the reason why I have chosen to be a whole food plant-based advocate and to consume that nutrition for myself, as well as Proteinaholic by Dr. Garth Davis. It breaks down like our obsession with protein and really metabolically how it affects our processes. So it's something that I found corroborated what I'm doing and reinforced the research, but it also enlightened me to some of the information and misinformation that even as I was a nursing student in school, I'm like, oh wow, that's a much better way of explaining diabetes or renal failure to my patients. So those two books, and then let's see, that was 1, 2, 3, 4 books. The fifth one that I started, it's called Outliers, and it's a really interesting book, and it talks about the 10,000 hour rule for success and kind of looking at an analysis of the most successful people. You know, is it birth? Is it nurture? Is it, you know, just the gift, the amazing gift of talent? So that book was very interesting and very eye-opening to some degree. So those were how I kept my time on the West Coast. It just going back to the whole process itself as kind of an 8 week long work study development process for myself, being back in the lab and facilitating those conversations for plant-based nutrition, as well as being amongst professional colleagues in my cardiac field and my friends. And it made me really miss the West Coast. And if you ever have the opportunity to travel to California, it's absolutely beautiful. It has its pros, it has its cons, just like anywhere else. But to stand on the Central Coast and to see the waves breaking and to be probably in one of the most beautiful places, I think, it's just, it's moving and it's It's just intoxicating. And so I do love California for a lot of reasons. I got married in California amongst the redwoods. I enjoy the coastline. Yosemite is beautiful. So it has a lot of really good things. But again, being back in Arkansas, Arkansas has its beauty and its worth as well. And so I just, it's just an amazing problem to have. And that's not being braggy. It's very grounding, and I feel so, so grateful. And so, yada, yada, yada. So to keep my office, to start a structural heart program, I will always continue with Living Whole, and it is at its capacity for now. And there are some things that will facilitate more success as I refine my processes. If you guys are interested or have questions about more of the entrepreneurial aspect of it, hit me up, comment down below, send me an email. I am here to really, I'm transparent when it comes to all of this, and I just want to share my success and my processes with people because I think everybody deserves to have the life that they want to live. So with that said, that kind of wraps up where I'm at and why I was on the West Coast. There's really not a whole lot to it. I've got some decisions to make, and it's just a really amazing place to be, and I'm so thankful. I will be continuing to work on Living Whole with my clients. I will likely not be taking any more clients after September. I'm just at capacity and have larger projects that I want to work on. And also, I will be saying no to a lot more things and be saying yes to only a few things that really kind of light my fire. So, with that said, guys, I am so grateful you give this podcast a listen. This is a little bit shorter and probably not as much tea as everybody was hoping for with where I've been on the West Coast, but it's just the truth of it. And I am so grateful to have all of you guys listening. And if you like this, give it a like, comment, send me an email if you need anything. And as always, I am here. So thank you, guys. Thank you for being a part of the Living Whole community. I strive to keep my content ad-free, so by simply liking, commenting, or sharing, you guys make a huge impact, and I cannot thank you enough. I can't wait to hear your continued thoughts and conversations in the comments. For more Living Whole content, please check out livingwholesarahdavis.com, and I am on most all of the socials, but I can't wait to hear from you guys, so thank you, thank you, thank you.